I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2008 was a rough year for many believers. Global food shortages and financial disaster hit many churches hard. Persecution increased in many places, but the greatest challenge this year came from India. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says they have plans to expand despite the disruption. Part of their focus in 2009 will be responding to church leaders in India. Their plea?
We need to know how to respond biblically to persecution. And this is something Voice of the Martyrs focuses on, what we call a biblical theology of persecution, teaching church leaders in particular, what does the Bible teach about persecution, and then how to pass that on.
Meanwhile, in Macedonia, ministry continues to grow. Although many Christians are in name only, church workers say the people of the region are spiritually hungry. However, evangelical churches are often viewed as cults. Still, Send International's team has seen encouraging progress with building the foundations of a new junior high ministry, among other longstanding work. Please pray the kids will come together well and that they'll be receptive to teaching from God's Word. And more people are needed to help evangelize at the Super Bowl.
If you've got two of us down there and we're in the middle of 100,000, you know, that's very difficult. You got 200 people in the middle of 100,000. You have lots of opportunities to talk one-on-one. That's what makes it this sort of grand opportunity.
That's Bill Adams of Sports Fan Outreach. About 150 to 200 people are already signed up for the event. The slowing economy may actually increase their opportunities to witness. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Dynakis Sr. Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.